All right, so you know why you're here, right? You want to learn something and you want to learn it fast. That's kind of our whole thing here on the Deep Dive. Get to the core of it all without all that extra fluff.
Absolutely. Yeah, cut right to the chase, right?
Yeah.
And today we're diving into something that's, it's becoming kind of essential for businesses that really want to understand, you know, what their data is telling them.
Makes sense. But first, a huge thanks to SafeServer for supporting this Deep Dive. If you're looking for top-notch hosting solutions or need some expert advice on digital transformation, you got to check them out at www.safeserver.dd.
Now, getting into it today, we're talking Redash.
Redash, okay.
Yeah, and you might have heard this term thrown around, like data-driven.
Yeah.
But honestly, the idea is pretty simple and it's super powerful.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I'll admit, though, for someone like me who isn't exactly a coding whiz.
Yeah.
You know, the thought of dealing with all that company data can be kind of scary.
I get it.
But this Redash thing is supposed to make it easy.
It is. It's designed to take away that fear factor. Think of it like a translator, you know, something that helps anyone understand what their company data is actually saying. So basically today we're going to break down what Redash is all about and why it can be a total game changer when it comes to understanding what's going on in your business.
All right, I'm ready to have my data translated. Okay. Let's start with the basics. What is Redash exactly?
Okay, so in the simplest terms, it's a tool that helps companies make smarter decisions by, you know, actually looking at their data. And like I said, data-driven might sound like a fancy buzzword, but really it just means using actual facts and figures to make choices instead of just, you know, winging it.
Makes sense. So how does Redash take all this data and turn it into something useful?
Well, its main job is to connect to all those different places where companies keep their information, like customer databases, sales, spreadsheets, website analytics, you name it, all kinds of sources. And once it's connected, it lets you take all that raw data and turn it into easy to understand visuals, you know, charts and graphs.
Ah.
Then you can put all these visuals together on a single page, which is called a dashboard. And it gives you like a snapshot of all the most important information.
Okay.
And the best part, you can share these dashboards with your entire team super easily.
That sounds way less intimidating than trying to make sense of a giant spreadsheet.
Right.
You mentioned earlier that Redash is for anyone, regardless of how tech savvy they are.
Right.
How does it do that?
That's what's so cool about it. So if you know SQL,
okay,
which is basically a special language for asking questions to databases, you can use Redash to really dig deep, explore, and create your own custom visualizations.
Okay.
But even if you don't know SQL, you can still get a lot of value from the dashboards and reports that other people create. It's like having someone who's fluent in data translate everything for everyone else in the company.
I like that analogy.
Right.
So the data experts can use their skills to create insights that everyone can understand. That's a great way to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
And it's pretty impressive that you said millions of users at thousands of organizations are using it every day. It shows you how widely it's being used.
Absolutely. It's a tool that's actively helping all kinds of businesses make better decisions. So why don't we break down some of the key features of Redash and explain them simply?
Let's do it. What's the first thing we need to know?
First off, Redash is browser-based. So you access everything through a web browser, just like checking your email or browsing a website.
Okay.
No complicated software to install.
Gotcha.
And you can share links to your charts and dashboards with colleagues, just like you'd share any other web link.
So it's super accessible. You just need to be online. That definitely takes away a big barrier to entry. What else makes it so user-friendly?
Well, another key aspect is its ease of use. The whole point is to let you start getting value from your data as quickly as possible without needing tons of training.
I appreciate that.
It goes back to what you were saying about wanting to learn things efficiently. You spend less time learning the tool and more time actually understanding your business.
Exactly. There's nothing worse than a tool that feels like you need a PhD just to use it.
Right. So then you have the query editor. And for those who are comfortable with it, this is where you can write those questions or queries in languages like SQL or NoSQL to get super specific information from your data.
Okay.
But Redash makes this easier too with things like a schema browser, which is basically like a table of contents for your data showing you what information is available, and autocomplete, which helps you write those queries faster and with fewer mistakes.
So for the more technical folks, it gives them powerful ways to get exactly the data they need.
Exactly. And once you have that data, Redesh makes it super easy to turn it into visuals with its visualization and dashboards features. Mm-hmm. You can create different types of charts and graphs, often just by dragging and dropping. Then you can arrange these visuals onto a single dashboard page to get a clear overall picture. And people even say that these visualizations can be quite appealing.
Okay.
It makes the data much easier to digest at a glance.
Beautiful data. I like that. And having everything organized on a dashboard sounds like a huge time saver.
It is. And then there's the sharing feature, which makes collaboration super easy. You can share your visualizations and even the underlying data queries with your teammates.
Oh, nice.
So everyone can review, discuss, and build upon each other's work. It creates a much more collaborative approach to understanding data.
Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yeah.
Even when it comes to data. What other helpful features does Redesh offer?
Well, there's also schedule refreshes, which means you can set your charts and dashboards to automatically update at specific times with the latest information.
That's handy.
So you're always looking at the most current data without having to lift a finger.
That's going to be super important for businesses that move quickly where things are constantly changing.
Absolutely. And to help you stay on top of those important changes, Redesh has alerts. You can set up rules that will trigger notifications when certain things happen in your data.
Okay.
Like, for example, you could get an alert if sales drop below a certain level so you can react quickly.
That's a great way to stay ahead of the curve and catch potential problems early on.
Now for the more advanced users who want to take things even further, there's the REST API. Think of this as a way for Redesh to talk to other software automatically.
Interesting.
It lets you integrate Redesh with other tools your company uses so you can streamline workflows and automate tasks.
Okay.
For example, you could automatically pull data from Redesh into a marketing report.
So we can connect with all those other important business systems seamlessly. That's a big plus for efficiency.
Definitely. And finally, one of Redesh's biggest strengths is its broad data source support. It can connect to a huge range of databases and platforms. We're talking over 35 SQL and NoSQL data sources, and it's built to be flexible enough to handle even more. You'll recognize names like Google Sheets, MySQL, and PostgreSQL as just a few examples of what Redesh can pull data from.
Wow, that's a lot of options.
Yeah.
So basically, no matter where a company keeps its data, Redesh can probably access it.
You got it. Now let's bring all this back to our listeners who you know are all about gaining knowledge quickly.
Right.
How can someone like them benefit from all these features?
Well, the ease of use is a big one for sure. It means you can spend less time figuring out complicated software and more time focusing on the insights that really matter. And those visual dashboards, they take all that complex data and make it clear and easy to understand so you can quickly grasp the main points without feeling overwhelmed by numbers.
Exactly. And even if you're not the one writing complex code, the fact that data experts can create and share those user-friendly dashboards means everyone can access valuable information. It really levels the playing field and lets more people participate in data-driven discussions and decisions. You don't need to be a data scientist to understand what your data is telling you.
I think that's a really important point. It makes data accessible to everyone in the organization.
One more thing to mention is that Redesh is a popular open source project, and what's cool about that is it means it's super flexible and can be customized to fit specific needs. Plus, there's a huge community of developers who are always working on it and making it better. That can be a big advantage because it means it's adaptable, and you're not stuck relying on a single company's proprietary system.
So not only is it powerful, but it's also adaptable and has a strong community behind it.
Exactly. So to sum it all up, Redesh is all about making data understandable and accessible to everyone in an organization. It bridges the gap between raw data and clear insights with its user-friendly design, powerful features, and its ability to connect to so many different data sources. It helps businesses make informed decisions based on actual data without everyone needing to be a technical expert.
So if you ever felt like your company's data was this big mystery, Redesh seems like the perfect tool to shed some light on it and help you take smarter, more informed actions. It's about moving beyond just guessing and using actual facts to make decisions.
Exactly. It takes data which can feel complex and intimidating and turns it into a valuable asset that everyone can use to achieve better results.
Well, that was a fantastic overview. It really cleared up what Redesh is and why it's such a valuable tool for businesses today.
It makes you think, doesn't it? Like, how much could your understanding and decision-making improve if you always had easy access to key data that was presented in a way that was easy to understand? What new questions could you ask and answer if data was that readily available? It's pretty exciting to think about.
It definitely gives you something to think about. And before we wrap up this deep dive, we want to give another big thanks to our supporter SafeServer for making this episode possible. They're the experts when it comes to hosting solutions and digital transformation consulting, so be sure to check them out at www.teedsafeserver.dd to see how they can help your business thrive. Thanks for joining us.